The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Jason from South Dakota. I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Beatrice from Orlando, Florida, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is Bernie Edwards, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, my name's Julie. I'm from Monument, Colorado, and I absolutely love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 530 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show is Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Chris. Long time, no talk.
Hey, yeah. Well, sorry, I was on a book tour for a couple weeks, so I was out and about, and I realized I want to give you my song, but I also want to do a little shout out, if that's okay.
Okay.
Unless Michelle has a song she wants to do, and we can switch off. But
Ooh, yeah.
You got a song?
I'll find one.
Okay. Just a quick shout out to Dominic from up in Minneapolis.
Dom Abram.
Yeah,
it was great.
Wasn't it Dr. Dom? No.
Yes. Yeah, Dr. Dom.
Dr. Dom.
And he came out to, I was at a book fair at the Twin Cities Book Festival, and he and his family came out to say hello and listen to me speak and brought some books up to sign, and we chatted, and he not so subtly said, "Boy, I miss coming on that show." Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So hopefully, Michael, Michelle, if you're ever in the market for a guest, Dom is ready to go.
Well, first of all, does he listen to the show? Because that would be the first.
He came out in his full regalia. He had his, Mickey Miler shirt on. He had the hat on. He was cosplaying as a Mickey Miler.
I'll tell you, that guy has been with us since the beginning at on Team All Ears. Mm-hmm. He is a quality fellow, as yes, is his wife Laura. So yes,
the whole family,
good people.
Yeah,
it's really nice talking to him. So
yeah,
Dom, it was good talking to you. Thanks for coming out and seeing me. Although he did admit he lives like 2 miles from there, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I'm pretending that he lived 50 miles away and took the time out to come visit.
Dom always has good insight, too, so we'll have to figure
he
out.
He is an excellent runner, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a vegan.
Yeah.
Which always, as a vegetarian,
I'm very impressed by discussions I've had with him and how he figures out what to eat down there. Yeah.
Yeah, up there, over there.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah, and so also on the
all
show.
All right, so I.
Wait a minute. Wait, can I introduce you?
Oh, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you someone who today at the Bay State Marathon and Half Marathon race in Lowell, Mass., was able to, fanfare.
PR.
Accomplished a PR. But you know, there are people who break PRs and there are people who break PRs. Some of us break them 5 seconds, 10 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute. Not Michelle. She broke her personal PR best by 9 minutes. So congratulations,
wow.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. It was... It was very exciting, and I have to give credit to, I've lost 16 pounds, so that's a help. But also, Orange Theory has really, 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 really helped me. And I think I was saying to Mike afterwards that I feel like mentally this was my best race ever. I just had my head in it from the beginning. It was really good. It doesn't hurt that it's in the town that I work, in which I work, and I actually ran by my work a few times. But it's one of the fastest races in the U.S. It's a Boston qualifier. And when I was the marathoners looped by the half marathoners a few times, I'll tell you, I just saw the guys. They were running faster than cars. That's a only way I can, like I looked up and they were there and then they were gone. It was just so cool. So anyway, I did call Mike afterwards. I got a little teary because I kind of realized, of course, at mile 12 that I was going to do it, but I didn't know how well I had done it. I just looked at the clock time when I crossed. I thought it was 8 minutes, but it turned out to be 9. So, yay!
So all that additional cross training and
yeah,
work
the
is helping out.
The strength training, because we do a lot of hills in Orange Theory. We also do, if you're an Orange Theory person, you know, you do 3 speeds on the treadmill. You do your base pace, which is just, you can run for 30 minutes with it with talking, and you do your push pace, and then you do your all outs, which is your sprinting. So it really helped to have a strategy up the hills and, you know, to be able to run at those different speeds and kind of know how long I could do it. So good.
It was really awesome. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. Thank you, Mike.
No
so
song?
I get to do a song. This is an oldie but a goodie, but every time I hear it, it just makes me smile. I just love it. It's called Jimmy Olsen's Blues by the Spin Doctors.
I got that one too.
Do you know that one?
Got it on my list.
So it's told by the perspective of Jimmy Olsen, and he's kind of saying, Superman, you know, give up Lois Lane because I'm better for her than you are. But it's just a great, great song. Isn't it, Chris?
I love that song. I love the Spin Doctors from way back in the day. Plus, yeah. It's a Superman song. I have to love that song.
It's
right?
Just fun. It's fun to it makes me smile every time I hear it. So.
Yeah, it is. It is a funny little tongue-in-cheek nod to the Superman mythos. So.
Good for running.
You know, a lot of people did realize, I think Chris, I don't know, I bet Michelle may not know, but Chris, you may know. Do you know that Jimmy Olsen could always summon Superman when he wanted to?
Yeah.
Michelle, did you know that?
It sounds familiar, but...
Do you know how... Like a radio ring or something like that?
He had a watch, and all he had to do was push a certain button on the watch, and if you read the comic books, it would just say ZZ coming out of the watch, and Superman would hear it, and Jimmy Olsen would be in trouble, and Superman would come... A run-in. I don't know why he.
So the watch
Jimmy
was
Olsen.
Sleeping, or the,
no?
The watch
just,
was...
I don't know why Jimmy Olsen, of all people, would get that watch. You'd think that Lois Lane would get it, you know, Harry.
It was
White
Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Superman's pal.
That was the name of the comic too. Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen. So, it's been a while since the three of us have been together, and there has been some news. We were all waiting for October 10th, thinking that there would be an announcement on October 10th, but there wasn't. But there was an announcement on Wednesday, October 18th, and that was that Run Disney was canceling its half marathon and other races at the Disneyland Resort starting next year. So the announcement came from a Disney spokesman, and the announcement said that construction of a 14-acre Star Wars land, Galaxy's Edge and Disneyland, and development around the resort area, such as the Disneyland Eastern Gateway and a new Four Diamond Hotel in Downtown Disney, would affect future races since runners traverse a course in and around the Disneyland Resort. And I quote, "While construction for the next several years will impact our ability to deliver the Run Disney experience our guests love, we are excited about our future as the Disneyland Resort continues one of its largest multi-year expansions, said George Savas, a Disneyland spokesman. He goes on to say, for fans who love to be part of Run Disney events, we will continue to offer races at our other properties around the world in 2018. And it goes on to say, he said he was asked if when they would expect to resume races there. And he said, runners, he did not know when they would be coming back to the Anaheim Parks, but he did say everyone who has pre-registered for race events in 2018 will receive a refund. So, what do you think? Chris?
Well, ladies first. Let Michelle.
Michelle? Well, what do you think?
First of all, I feel badly for Chris because I know this is, we've talked about this a lot on the show. It was something that he was looking forward to get his, what's the coast to coast Kessel Run? Yeah, that Mike has, and that he and his wife had planned to do this and were patiently waiting. I also feel bad for people like Jennifer Teague von Hoffman, friend of ours from Those Darn Cats podcast. She has the worst luck with half marathons, this woman. And she actually did get to sign up. And you know, I feel bad for people like our buddy Marcy, who's on the Mickey Milers. She is a perfect Tinkerbell runner. And, you know, she is something that she did, Marcy Holland did every year with her mother. And the stories go on and on and on. There are people who are perfect in the races. There are people who booked airfare, took vacation time. That's my first thought, is I just feel really bad for all those people, because it's not an easy feat to do, to set up one of these vacations. There's a lot of moving parts, especially if you're coming from the East Coast or the middle of the country to go to California. So that's my first thought. Chris?
Yeah, you know, obviously we were kind of disappointed in that whole thing. I mean, we had gotten to the point where it was running so late. I was already assuming it wasn't going to happen. I was at the point where I was like, and we talked about it. It was like, well, you know what? We think it's not going to happen. We sort of decided to extend our stay at Disney World instead of going cross country. And then when it hit, like, all right, well, we didn't have a choice anyway. The choice is taken away from us. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's people like you, like we all have friends. My friends Eric and Jack have been doing this since the beginning. They get so excited. They love Star Wars, and they've done the Kessel Run, whatever, how many, 3 years in a row or however long it's been running. And they're like, they pre-signed up, you know, they signed up right after the race, which, you know, Disney always kind of asks you to do. Like, if you want to come back next year, sign up right now, which they did. So they were all excited. And I think about them. And so Disney's had their money for a while, and it's great that they're giving the money back, which they should be doing. But, you know, that's like a bank account. They could have had that money in their bank account. Why isn't Disney giving interest? You know, mm-hmm. I think about those kind of people, you know, where they've set up, you know, trips, or some I know, you know, have already booked airfare. What do they do now? So that was my first thought. It was sort of like, my first thought was anger that it took so long to get the word out. But then I just thought about all the people that are disappointed. And again, look, we're not, you know, we've just gone through a bunch of tragedies, you know, down in Florida, mm-hmm. down in, mm-hmm. in Texas mm-hmm. and Puerto Rico. It's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. I think we're upset just because this is what we love, and we hate seeing it done and handled so poorly, you know, and seeing so many people disappointed and not being the Disney that we have come to expect. So, Mike?
Well, I think I remember thinking that the date for the proof of time was October 10th, and I thought that that was going to be a key date that we would find out for sure, and it turned out to be a week later. And all along, I kept on wondering why it took so long. We speculated on all types of reasons, thinking that, I know that personally I thought that there was an issue with the neighborhoods. They were complaining about the noise. It was a Sunday morning when the half marathon would run, and those were very sleepy neighborhoods. I, you know, when I ran through it, that's the one thing that I noticed. It would be, you know, it was like Mayberry RFD. I mean, it was really a really very, like maybe 12 foot wide streets, you know, really nice little homes. And I'm thinking maybe that was it, and they were trying to reroute the half marathon, and maybe they had to do that, and they had to get the city to okay it, and then they had to, you know, certify it. But apparently that wasn't it. It was something to do with all the expansion. So the question is, and I think you said it, Chris, a couple of things that you said that I definitely thought about. Number one, why did it take so long? I mean, was it really one of these cases where they maybe they did try to do something. Obviously, when the expansion is taking place, when all this construction is taking place, they still need to make make pathways for guests, but apparently they can't figure out a course, maybe a 10K course too, that will take runners through the resort. And the other thing that I thought of, and I'm really kind of angry about this, and I posted this on Facebook, what you just said, Chris, they've had money for a long time. I don't recall when the registration opened, but my guess was that it opened back in maybe April. And they've had the money for a long time. And if you registered for the challenges and everything, it was a couple hundred dollars. And if you put a couple hundred dollars and you had a couple hundred people that put a couple hundred dollars in a bank account, same bank account, and you let that ride for about 6 months, there's some interest there. So one wonders, and actually I'm calling Disney out on this. I'm calling you out on this, Run Disney. If you knew about this, why did you hold on to the money and not refund the money until after the announcement was made? You could have very well have said, number one, we're canceling it early. Here's your money. But instead, for some reason, it was late. And they've had all that interest. And, you know, I can think of an island called Puerto Rico that could use some money. I could think of a whole bunch of charities that could use some money. And it would be nice if Run Disney had the class to give it to a charity. And I would think that most of those of you who are listening out there who would have liked to have run this race would have liked to have seen the interest on your money go to some charity. A lot of us run for charities when we do Run Disney, and apparently, you know, Run Disney decided to turn its back on these charities. So I'm kind of really bitter about this.
So
Michelle, yeah. You can say
no.
I'm really bitter about this, and I just think it's just poor planning. I've heard rumors that they were trying to figure out a 5 and 10K way of doing this, but who's going to go all the way across? Chris, would you go, Michelle and Chris, would you go all the way to Disneyland to...
No.
For a 5 and a 10K? No, no.
No.
So I'm really...
Well,
yeah.
I mean, but you have to remember that most of these races are... Most of the attendees of these races are local folks, unlike a Disney World thing, but...
Right.
But large I agree with you, and I hear what you're saying. The question I have, though, is why? We all have, I'm sure. Why did it take so long? Because it's not these construction projects just popped out of the blue. I mean, the last time I was at Disneyland, which was probably a year ago, March or so, it was, you know, Star Wars Land was in full force, you know, the building of it. So why? I just don't understand why.
Yeah.
Why they put the races up there.
Yeah, I don't recall when they announced these other expansion plans. If these plans were announced several months ago, then would you think that at the same time they would say, okay, based on what we see, what we want to plan, we really have to think very quickly about whether or not we can still hold races next year. And if not, we need to tell these people right away. But apparently not.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like I said, I was thinking about this the whole time after the announcement. And it's sort of like this edict that you would think that corporations and, like, politicians would get eventually. Let people know what's going on. They are very forgiving. People are forgiving. And if they had said, we're having difficulties here, we want to get these runs out, we want to do this for you, but we're having issues with all of the construction, we're trying to make it work, bear with us, don't, you know, and then apologize. But you know what? We tried our best. I'm sorry that we did this. We'll do better for you next time. And there was none of that. It was just sort of like, well, that's the way it goes.
That's a great point.
You know, they could have done like earlier, like you were saying earlier in the year, like here's the reason why we're doing this. Like instead of just like holding it up. And again, mostly we're talking about the Star Wars one, but it also extends to all of the other races for the year. But it just happens to be that we were waiting on the Star Wars light side. You know, kind of give us like a heads up, like, you know what, we're really trying our best. You know, we know it's tough to plan a trip and out to California if you're somewhere else. We're trying to get this done and solved as soon as possible if we're able to. Like, why didn't they do that? Like, even if, like you said, the rumors were that they might be trying for a 5 or 10K at least. Like, at least they could get something in. Why wouldn't they tell people that? Like, why wouldn't they, you know, more information is so much better. We don't need to know the inner workings of what they were doing, but they just needed to give us a little bit of a, like, you know, something.
Do you wonder if these departments are talking to each other? I mean, again, it's not like the Star Wars construction just kind of came out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
It's been planned and announced for a long, long, long time. So, does Run Disney kind of put it on the books and then they don't talk to anybody else? It makes me wonder. You know, and I will say, Mike, unlike you, I don't know, I don't want to speak for you, but I will say that I do believe that, to give them the benefit of the doubt, they were trying to make something work, and that they weren't able to. But if they're going to use the excuse of construction, to your point, Chris, about being honest, is that the honest truth? I don't know. Well, I don't know. Could it have been something else?
No, Michelle, I agree. I think that if they were trying to do something, that's all well and good. But I think that Chris made a great point. It's very much like if you have an assignment, if you have a project, and your boss doesn't want to hear about it the day before it's due, that it's not going to be happening. You want to tell your superiors right away, there's an issue here. It would be like if you have a student, Michelle, and in the last day before some assignment is to be handed in, and a student comes to you and says, you know, about a month ago I had my uncle died and I had to take care of his dog, and the dog just prevented me from doing the project, or something like that. So when Chris said, you know, if they had told us, and you mentioned it, I think, Michelle, too, if we had just been kept informed and said, well, at least they're trying, you know, that would be, I don't know what you'd call it, but it would be, you know, number one, good communication. Number two, real honest. I think because of how it's happened, I think we have some issues with their honesty. I think we have some issues with their integrity. I think we have some issues with, you know, the financial part of this. I just think that Chris, I think that's the best point that's been made on this podcast, is what Chris said. If they had said, as soon as they found out that there would be an issue, they should have let us know. And they should have said, you know, we're looking at this, we will, and they should have said, we will make a decision within 30 days or whatever. And at the end of those 30 days, if we decide to cancel, we will grant everybody a full refund. I think if they had said that, everybody would have said, okay, I can hold off making my plans for 30 days, but at the end of 30 days, at least I'll know what I'm going to be doing in January. Well, we're not finished with this topic. We still have another show to finish our discussion on the fact that Run Disney has canceled all of their 2018 race weekends because of construction. There's a lot of venting going on. There's a lot of questions that Michelle and Chris and I are discussing, and we will continue to discuss it on the next episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. So for Chris Eliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.